Welcome to the Quest of Fishing Adventures podcast, Chapter 4. Welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. I hope you're doing well, and if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you've put a few on the bank. Stumble my words there again. Today, as you've seen by the title, I'm actually back on Nando's Lake, doing an overnight here on my own for carp. Not fished here for a while now for carp. I think it was like October. I don't think I fished it last year for carp, but the year before I did, in October, I believe, looking back at my podcast. So it's been a while since I fished here for carp, but it makes a change. As I said, Lily's Lake is fishing super hard at the moment, so I need to try and get a carp out of somewhere. And there is some 30s in here, so there's a good chance of a 30. Well, there's every chance of a 30, not a good chance, there's every chance of a 30. So, let's get my stuff out. Let's get my gear out. Same thing, innit? Let's get my gear out of the van, load up, get down to the swim, and see what happens. Right, the rods are now out. The time is now 3:03 in the afternoon. Right, only allowed 2 rods on this lake, unfortunately. I've come in a swim that me and Alex have had fish from in the past, and obviously in the past now is like, you know, well over a year ago, so everything can change from then until now. Obviously lakes change and all that. Currently we've only got, looks like we've got like 3 other anglers on the lake with bivvies up. It's absolutely hammering it down with rain again. You can probably hear it, I'm sitting in the bivvy, so it might mean that no one else will turn up. As I was setting my rods up to the left, to the swim to the left of me, just out in front there, a fish just like come out twice, like literally just come out of the water, you know, when they jump out of the water. Was tempted to half move there. Hopefully I haven't, so hopefully that's not gonna go against me. But if anything, then they're close proximity to where I've got one of my rods anyway. I couldn't put one of my rods there because if someone did go in that swim, I'd have to move it, and that'd be more annoying. So it looks like they are moving around, which is a good sign. This water, as usual, is super coloured, green, super coloured. It's horrible. so you can't really see anything, which is annoying. So my left-hand rod, I put the marker rod out, just trying to find some features out there or anything. And I was like, oh my god, I couldn't find anything for a good while. Just silt, literally silt, all clear, really clear. Like no snags or anything like that out there. Wasn't bringing anything in, no weed or anything. And then eventually I found a nice little gravel patch, which ended up being 10.5 bushwhacker sections out. So 10.5 bushwhacker sections out, and 6 foot deep. So on that, doing something a little bit different today again. I'm going to fish cell, mainline cell on this lake here. I know cell goes in on this complex, so hopefully they're feeding on that. It's a good bait anyway at the end of the day. So I'm using a pop-up 15mm cell, which has been soaking now for over a year now in this cell liquid and everything. And god, that rain is really hammering it down. And on that, I have gone slightly different today. This is normal. So I've got my 4-ounce inline lead spinner rig, and on that we've got some like 15mm cell boilies, some 8mm cell boilies, some crush boilies, and some hemp. Yeah, put some hemp out on it. I bought some hemp to use on Lily's Lake, and I thought, why not just put some hemp out here as well and see if that can help spur them on a little bit here, get them grubbing around on the bottom. So I pushed it out there. So yeah, 10.5 sections out, 6 foot deep, towards a nice little point that I easily should be able to remember. and that one's there. And my right-hand rod's gone in the good old faithful margins to the right. That's where we've had a few carp in the past. So hopefully they're still going to be there. It's only about 3 foot deep, literally. So, but we've had carp there in the past, and you wouldn't normally think to put it there, but, you know, it has to go there. So on that, same again, 4 ounce inline lead. A spinner... No, this is not a spinner rig. This one is a blowback rig with my good old faithful pop-up sweet corn. I want to use that again. I just want to build up my confidence in there. I know I did it in my last podcast, but I still want to build my confidence up with that. So I put that again. Fish that are exactly the same as the other one, which is like cell, boilie as well, just in case I do want to change. Crushed cell, hemp seed, and obviously some sweet corn on top of this one. And that's literally out into the side of me there in the margins. What's it, about 4 or 5 bushwhacker sections, something like that. Easy one to remember anyway, because literally it's just in the margins. It's like a little covey area, and there's an inlet there. I think that's what they like there, because there's an inlet there as well. So hopefully they're still going to be feeding down there. Hopefully I'm not going to stitch myself up using hemp and sweet corn in here and get done over by bream, because there are bream in here, so and tench. But the bream I don't want to get done over by. But time will tell. Got to give it a go. So yeah, I shall update you guys as the session moves along. Right, a little bit of an update. Time now is 18:42. I've just recast both rods. Had no bleeps on my left hand side rod at all, but on my right hand side rod I was getting a few little bleeps here and there. Oh, so I'm unsure what's going on there. So what I decided to do is add another pop-up sweet corn to it. Just to add that little bit more weight to it, just to try and, if a fish, I'm just worried that a fish may be picking it up and the weight of the sweet corn's not pulling it down enough to hook into the fish's mouth. So I've put a double sweet corn on now, so if the carp does pick it up now, hopefully that extra weight, even though it's a pop-up, that extra weight will help like pull it down into the fish's mouth. That's my theory, but you know, it's just, that could be one of many. To be fair, that might not be the reason why. So I'm trying that now. Yeah, so they're both out now. Just gonna see what happens now. I'm gonna leave them out now. I won't redo them tonight now, unless I get a carp, which or another fish, which would be absolutely fantastic. So fingers crossed. I'll keep you updated. Well, it's 9:03. I've had quite a few bleeps since the last segment on my left-hand side rod. Like literally like beep, beep, boop, boop, boop. I think I'm being crayed. I'm quite surprised. I mean, the distance that I'm out, and it's 6 foot deep there. I was kind of hoping there wouldn't be crays there, but I think there might be. I'm going to sit on it. It could be little fish picking it up, maybe. It could be that. I just want to sit on it and see tomorrow and like learn on the back of this trip here, if that's the case. Right hand side rod's been really quiet, and that was the one that was getting the bleeps from the last segment that I did. So it's interesting. I know there was crays in there, and they were quite annoying. I guess time will tell. So you've got to keep my fingers crossed it's not crays, and you know, there's carp in the swim, and it's going to pick my bait up, and it's going to be a 30 pounder. Got to think positive. Come on, the carp. Well, it's 9:19, and I've just put my left-hand side rod back because I've had a fish. I've had a bream. I've had a bream. I didn't get put on the mat. I unhooked it in the net. Probably went about 6-7 pound. It's quite a nice big one. It's gonna spawn, so it was all like bobbly. Bream do that when they're gonna spawn. So it wasn't all slimy, which was nice. But unfortunately, I caught it when it's. I don't know if that's when they're going into spawn or whether they're spawning. I don't like to catch fish when they're spawning. Either way, so I didn't even think they would be spawning. It's not warm enough. I suppose I don't know a lot about bream, so I'm going on a little bit now. I don't really know a lot about bream and like if they spawn like carp do when it gets like really hot. But it's certainly not been really hot, that's for sure. So yeah, that's a new one on me anyway. So yeah. At least I haven't blanked, which is good, but it's not the intended species. So it's back out again. Good old sell. Come on the carp. I was just thinking about that bream that I just had, and I think that answers that it wasn't crays picking up the bait, because the bait wasn't crayed. It's clearly fish, little fish, probably little bream picking up, and not big enough to, I guess, suck the boil in completely, but enough to give it a blip boop, like that, a bit, basically a bit of a pull and a drop back. So that's what I think that was then. Definitely looks like, which is good because it means I'm not getting crayed, so my bait's gonna be there all night, hopefully. So that's a good thing. Yeah, so I was just thinking about that and I thought that was worth dropping that in. Definitely. It's 12:15 and I've just put another fish back. Left hand side rod again, and it's a bream again.
Yeah, to be fair, it gave me a better fight than the other one, but was slightly smaller. frustrating. Back out again, same again, gonna keep at it. Hopefully the carp
are pushing
and I'll get a carp.
Oh, I just realised I totally forgot to say, I've changed the boilie on that rod as well, left hand side rod. So it's a 15mm at the moment, so I've upped it to an 18mm. So I've got some lovely 18mm mainline cell pop-ups. So I put an 18mm on. Hopefully a bream's not going to pick that up. I mean, I have caught bream in the past on 18mm. But hopefully we won't catch another bream. Fingers crossed. It's going to be a big 30-pound, 32-pound carp.
Well, it's 7:59 in the morning. No other fish to report from last night. My left-hand rod was just leaking throughout the night. So it looks like the bream were picking up the boilie and still moving it, but the boilie was too big to hook themselves. So looking forward to actually reeling it in and having a look and see what the boilie looks like, just to confirm that it wasn't crayfish. I know everyone talks about that, and it seems like it was okay, but it'd just be good for confirmation now, just to confirm that there wasn't crays picking up and eating it. It's the worst case scenario, so I could reel it in a bit and maybe nothing's on it. But we will find out.
Right, it's 8:47. I just reeled in both rods, put them back out again, so I just wanted to check to see what they actually looked like, if they'd been crayed at all, and I can confirm that neither of them had been crayed in the slightest. I was definitely worried that the marginal one would have been, but they haven't, so that's absolutely awesome. So it does mean that was fish down there last night feeding. And it probably means as well, to be fair, it was bream, all bream, no carp. I do feel confident that if a carp would have picked up that rig, it would have hooked itself. I just think it's probably smaller fish, like smaller bream, picking up the boilie, and then obviously changing to the 18mm boilie, even though it was bleeping through the night. It's just too big for them, for the size mouths of probably the smaller bream. A bigger bream would easily have picked it up. So that's a good thing as well. What I'm thinking as well might have gone against me was using hemp seed. Obviously, I used hemp seed. So that might have played a part, to be fair, on why the bream were feeding. I just don't know, just disappointed I didn't get a carp. So something to food for to think about with the hemp going forward to my next session down here. I'm going to stay here fully for another hour or so and see what happens, and then pack up. Hopefully get like an early morning bite still. It's just come up to 9 o'clock now, so there's a chance they might switch on for a bit. There's definitely more chop on the water this morning. I've got two anglers directly in front of me. I've got two anglers directly in front of me to the right, and I've got someone that's plotted up to the left of me now. So I'm boxed in. It's not a big lake, so now I'm boxed in, which I don't like. It doesn't fill me with confidence, all these lines in right next to me. So, that's my thoughts on that. I'm not going any further with that one. Yeah, so let's see what happens. So here's the way I've just packed down my bivvy, put it on the trolley in my bed and everything. And my right rod's just gone bleep, 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 like that. And you're thinking, oh, do I pack down the rods now? Or do I wait a bit longer? We all know the answer to that one. We wait a bit longer. Damn, man. The lake's trying to keep me here. I'm definitely thinking about coming back Sunday night because I've got Monday off work. So I'm thinking of doing that today. Because I just did Friday night. So today's Saturday. And if I do Sunday night, I have a
give it a break and come back Sunday. The reason, one of the reasons why I don't want to do it tonight, to be honest with you, is there's just too many people in the lake now. As I said, I've got someone next to me, I've got like four people technically in front of me now, so that's 2, 4, 6, that's 8 rods in front of me. 2 rods to the right, 2 rods to the left, I'm boxed in, I don't like it. And ideally I'd like to come back to this swim, to be honest with you, and get back on the same spots again. But just rethink the rig, maybe, on the gravel spot, I'm not too sure. But anyway, time will tell anyway, but I'm not sure today's session, where we are with it all. Well, I'm glad I waited. My right hand rod just literally, I was standing there watching it, and just went beep, 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 and just bent right round, and there's a big old arc in the rod. Hit into it, and there was nothing there. There was nothing there. I brought in some like silty debris shit. So something had obviously picked up and moved it, because it was bent round. Yeah, got it. And the artificial sweet corns were still on there, so it wasn't cray, because they would have obviously taken that off, without a shadow of a doubt. So yeah, I don't know what's happened there, so I've literally just put it out again, and I'll just wait a little bit longer again and see what happens. Gutted. Right, so I was just thinking, I'm still here, I was just thinking, I don't think I've actually said it in my podcast recently, but basically Lily's Lake closes at the end of this month. A month and a half, a couple of months, something like that. So I can't fish there anyway, even if it starts to pick up again. There is a charity match there that me and Alex said we'd take part in. So hopefully we get offered a ticket for that. So you pay money to take part in it. So hopefully we get offered that. That'd be nice. So we'll be able to fish there one time during the close season there. But I always said to myself, and I don't think I've mentioned this on the podcast yet, that I wanted to come and fish Nando's Lake in the close season on Lily's Lake. So I think that's the only water I've got that's decent enough to jump on to have a chance of catching a 30 on my tickets. Originally I would have gone, yep, Legends Lake, and if you listen to my podcast, you're probably saying, well, why aren't you going on Legends Lake then? Because a few of the carp have died in there over the last year and recently. And now the bigger head of carp is now in Nando's Lake. So it kind of makes sense to fish Nando's Lake over Legends Lake now to have a better chance of getting that 30 out. So that's what I'm going to do. So what I'm thinking of doing is, yeah, campaign in this lake for a month, whatever it may work out, a month and a half, whatever it is. But I think I might fish this swim here that I'm fishing now, to be fair. I know I've had a few, I think I'm going to start off here, because that's a lovely little gravel patch there, and that's an easy spot to bait up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to fill it in with seed mix, and the marginal swim as well, I'm going to fill that in with seed mix, and boilie of course. my plan was always to stick to the cell on here, because I've got quite a lot of that at home in my freezer, and I know a lot of anglers use cell down on these lakes, so I'm going to stick with a cell. Going to fill it in with seed mix and just try and fish it as much as I can, and see what happens. But yeah, I think that's the plan. I think I've constructed and finalised the plan and just signed it off in the Crest Fishing Adventure Podcast Committee. We've just signed it off, so that's going to be the plan going forward. So yeah, so I'm looking forward to the sessions coming up here. I hope you guys are too. That way, I'm not ending the podcast just yet. I'm still staying a little bit longer. Just trying to hold out for another bite on that right hand side rod if I can. It's time now, 2 minutes past 11 now. Just keeping everything crossed, I really am. Right, so yeah, there is a little update and the plan for the next month and a half. Right, well, it's 12 minutes past 12. I'm all packed up now. Unfortunately, on this occasion, no carp, but on a positive note, we've set a plan out for ourselves. Going forward for the next like month and a half, which I'm really super excited about. Fingers crossed it's going to produce a nice carp or two for us. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I know I did. And I shall speak to you in my next one. And if you go fishing from now until then, let's hope you put a few on the bank. Take care of yourself. Much love. See you in the next one.
If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That'd be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.